You are listening to the weekly podcast of City Church Orlando, located just off of 1792 at 650 Airport Boulevard in Sanford, Florida. Our website, orlandocitychurch.org. Today, Lead Pastor Eugene Smith will continue with our series called Humbug to Alleluia. Love. What is love? The truth is that love is giving sacrificially. Love is giving even when you don't feel like it. Investing into people or serving or loving people as the greatest reward ever. Our scripture text comes from Matthew chapter 1, starting in verse 18. Today's message is entitled, The Gift Money Can't Buy.
Over the last couple of weeks, we've talked about this theme from humbug to hallelujah. And the first week, we talked about Christmas faith, how to light the fire of faith in our heart that breaks the chains, that keeps us locked in, that keeps us bound, paradigms and wrong thinkings that hinder us and keep us from fulfilling God's plan and purpose. And we lit the candle of faith. Betty Toohey is going to come this morning. And last week we talked about reawaken Christmas joy and how God, all throughout His Word, over and over and over, the theme of the Scriptures is that God's joy is available to those who believe. And we use the scripture text of Mary, how that Mary, when she heard that her cousin Elizabeth was pregnant with John the Baptist, that she leapt and she burst forth into song. And the words of Nehemiah rang true last week as we finished the race and we talked about Christmas joy. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. This morning we're talking about love, the great investment, the investment in relationships with other people. But in order to have that, we got to have a right relationship with God. And obviously, Scrooge didn't have a right relationship with God. Scrooge was angry. He was hurt. We saw how the Christmas ghost from past came to him and showed him some of the things that had happened in his life. And he'd allowed those things to come into his life to not only rob his faith and his joy, but literally destroy relationships all around him. And today we're going to talk about the great investment, the investment of relationships. You see, Mary and Joseph had a very special relationship, and they had to endure all kinds of things. Joseph had to be willing to put up with ridicule and shame and embarrassment by marrying a woman that he had not had sexual relations with. I mean, this was a great cause for talk and scuttlebutt in his community. Our scripture verse this morning is found in Matthew chapter 1. If you have your Bibles, you can turn. We're going to read Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Matthew chapter 1, beginning verse number 18. And the Bible says, Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bring forth a son, and you will call his name Jesus. Everyone say Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. And so all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took him his wife, and did not know her until she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I have just a few moments here to communicate this message that the most important thing in life is relationships. Relationship with you, obviously, the first place, but right relationships with one another. And Lord, it's at Christmas time that we're quite aware of the brokenness and the hurt and the pain many times that have entered into families and homes because of broken relationships. God, we're asking today for this message of truth to bring hope, to bring healing, and to bring faith. Jesus, we love you. And I ask right now for your grace to be upon this message in your wonderful and mighty name. Amen. You see, Ebenezer Scrooge was pursuing the wrong things. He was pursuing riches, and riches are temporal, and riches never satisfy. Now, this is Christmas season, and we love to give. City Church loves to give. It was so cool. In our first service, we had 12 Christmas presents for children. We're providing Christmas gifts for children in our church that have need this year. And we had a bunch of people that already bought presents, but in the first service, we had 11 or 12 children that still needed gifts. And with that first service, I just stood up and I just mentioned about the need that we had today, just real quickly, in the middle of the message. And at the end of the message, people came, and Katrina told me before this service that all the needs were met, plus people had given cash to help other children that might have need for a great Christmas this season. City Church loves to give, but Christmas time is not just the time that churches and people of Christ or followers of faith give, but the whole world gives. People join in on this celebration. There's something in the human heart that loves to give. We also love to get. Now, if you're a reader of magazines or you kind of like to follow trends, there's a very famous magazine called The Rob Report. Has anybody heard of The Rob Report before? All right, The Rob Report is a magazine basically for the lifestyles of the rich and famous. And every year they come out with the top 21 ultimate Christmas gifts. And so you can go on their website. Actually, you can do this today. You can go to www.robreports.com. And they won't give you all 21, but they'll give you some highlights. And one of the highlights of gifts that you could buy for your friends or for your family or your significant other is that you could buy a golf excursion to Scotland to watch the Scotland Open or the Scottish Open, which is coming up in February of 2010. The price tag is $160,000 per person. How about that one? A little bit of change. For some people, it's no change at all. But for most of us in this room, it's a huge amount of change. Another gift that you could buy if you were so inclined is they have a 1954 vintage. I can't pronounce the name, but it's a certain kind of Mercedes. They only made a handful of them. The price tag for that Mercedes is $1 million. They do give you kind of the teaser, and they take you to the ultimate Christmas gift this year, and it's an Airbus 300, and you get your own personal designer with it, but the price tag is simply $500 million. Wow. Now, that's a gift. Isn't that a gift? I say, wow, come on. That's a gift. Now, I mean, those things, they boggle the mind. But when we start to talk about giving and gifts, we realize that there's something in our heart that loves to be generous. And what held Scrooge back, what hindered Scrooge in his life, is that he missed it. He missed the joy of giving, the generosity of giving. I like to give, and I think this time of year it's appropriate for us to give. I know a lot of people, they bemoan the crass materialism of Christmas, but the fact is, man, one time a year for you as a family to save and to plan and to give special gifts to one another, that's a cool thing. It's a great thing. But I want to challenge us today, because sometimes we get focused on us four and no more. I want us to begin to see that Christmas giving goes beyond just ours, but begins to focus on others. You see, the great demonstration and the great model of this kind of giving comes from God, from the love of God. It's found in John 3:16, and the Bible says this, and you guys know this verse, but you can read this with me. Read this verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting or eternal life. Eternal life. God gave gifts to men. And the greatest gift that God could give to you and I, the greatest demonstration of his love, was his Son Jesus. He gave that to us. And when we really boil down the Christmas season and what relationships are all about, relationship, first of all, is being in right relationship with God. You know, sometimes you come to church and you hear these fuzzy warms about what love really is. But what I've really discovered is that what love really is love is giving sacrificially. Love is giving sacrificially. And sometimes we think of love as being a warm, fuzzy, and a feeling. But when you really love someone, you give even when you don't feel. To me, one of the greatest demonstrations of a person of faith is when they do the right thing when they don't feel like doing it. When you don't feel like coming to church on a Sunday morning on a cold day like last Sunday and your bed felt so good, but you came anyways and you begin to sing songs of praise, the Bible calls that a sacrifice of praise. That worship is pleasing to God. When you do things, when you don't feel like it, but it's the right thing to do, it demonstrates love. When you choose to cover your spouse, when you choose to do good to your spouse and they've been a rascal, or they haven't been very good, or they haven't been very nice, and part of you wants to expose them, part of you wants to fix them, but when you choose to cover them with love, you're demonstrating the greatest act of love. You see, life is all about relationships. And having a successful life means you'll have successful relationships. Ebenezer Scrooge, he completely missed it. But see, love is the key thing. It's the love of God that's been poured out into our hearts through His Son, Jesus. And love really is very simple. Love is giving of yourself to someone else. Love is giving. Love is giving. Self, which Ebenezer was focused on, is always about taking or getting. It's very simple. Love gives, self or selfishness takes. And when relationships are focused on self, it's about that person making me happy. It's about that individual making me happy. It's about that job making me happy. And when you go to work, when you enter into a relationship, I mean, whatever kind of dynamic you're talking about here today, when you begin to focus on self and making yourself happy, it always goes sideways. You see, when the focus of your life and the understanding of your life is that God has given you a divine gift, God's called you and given a plan and a purpose for your life, and as you begin to live that out, as you begin to live that purpose out, listen to me, your focus is not on other people. And then that gift, that fulfillment, that joy that we talked about last week, that faith that we talked about the week before, it's released in your life. And there's no dynamic, there's no experience, there's no expression that's greater than knowing that you're doing what God has called you to be. You see, today, God has created you specially. God has made you uniquely. And the relationships that God has brought into your life are always for a purpose and a reason. See, Scrooge missed it. In this story, Scrooge tries to put off all this pain, and he has a nephew who says some really powerful words. He just basically says, I'm going to live my life so that Ebenezer Scrooge finally experiences Christmas. That's all he wanted. Nobody else could understand why this one nephew kept loving Scrooge and kept inviting him to his house and kept trying to get him to experience the Christmas season. He just didn't get it. I want you to know this morning, when you get it, when you get the power of relationships and the richness and the fullness and the power that there is of giving your life away, this is what happens. The first thing that happens is that you begin to focus on others and lift them up. Everyone say, lift them up. Come on. You begin to focus on other people and building them up. A couple of weeks ago, Glenn and I were talking, and Glenn came into my office, and he just said something, and it's stuck with me so powerfully over the last couple of weeks. My friend Jack Lohman that came from Portland, that was here at City Church a few weeks ago, I've known Jack for over 25 years. And the one thing that I could tell you about that man is that he's always lived his life to lift other people up. From the first day that I met him, he made me feel like I was the most incredible guy on the planet. I could do anything. He didn't have any limitations. He didn't know anything about me. He just believed in me. And I can tell you, 25 years later, I have one friend on the planet. I have one person on the planet that I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, believes in me. I mean, he just believes in me. He sees me as a winner. He sees me as an overcomer. I mean, all these things. He really believes it. And when he expresses it, he expresses it in a way that's believable. And so when he shared on our church on a Sunday morning and to our leaders on a Sunday night, Glenn said, you know, I've heard other speakers, and I left there saying, boy, they were great. But when I heard Jack, he left me feeling like I was great. You see, that's what God wants to do in your life. God wants you to make other people feel great. God, I mean, I don't know how else to say it. Jesus came for you. He did not come for himself. He left heaven's glory. You can read it for yourself in Philippians chapter 2, but he left heaven's glory so that he could give you abundant life. You see, he lifted others. You see, when you enter into the room, you either cause the water to sink or the water to rise. You see, when you enter into the room, God wants the water level of faith to rise. What is your attitude? What is the atmosphere that you carry with you when you go into relationships? When you're talking to other people, are you talking in a way where it's half full? Is it negative? Is it full of unbelief? Or is it a message of faith? Is it a message of optimism and a message of hope? The next thing that I've discovered about love is that if you really love, you're not easily offended. People that are easily offended, their hearts aren't full of love. You know what their hearts are full of? Their hearts are full of self, because it's all about them. I've had friends or people that were acquaintances, and I remember one time this one person, she was so easily offended. I remember one time I was just kind of standing behind this person, and I wanted to talk to them, and I tapped them on the shoulder, and she turned around and she goes, "What?" Like, whoa, what happened? What did I say? I just wanted to see how you were doing. What? Waiting for me to say something that was offensive. Waiting for me to say something that wasn't quite right. You know, that preacher, that verse doesn't exactly mean that in context in the original Greek. And I want you to know that God is not pleased with that today. You cannot get saved listening to that man. People become offenders for a word. Jesus nailed the Pharisees. He nailed the religious people. I study my Bible. I read my Bible. I'm a pretty good student. I was a pretty good Bible student. I mean, it was the way God created me. I loved the Word. In Bible college, I did pretty good. But let me tell you, I can study this all day long, and I can read this all day long and never practice it, and it doesn't mean a hill of beans. The bottom line, folks, is the longer that I serve God, the harder it is to practice the pages that are written on this book. You know what happens? You become so familiar. You become so accustomed. You hear it so many times. You heard it repeated. Give, 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 give. And you put wax in your ears and blah, blah, blah. Whatever the message is, you could repeat it. You could say it. The great challenge is not to become an offender for a word. When Jesus walked in this earth, the religious people, he says this. He says, you study the pages in this book, and in them you think you have eternal life. No. You have eternal life because you have a relationship with the living God. For the believer today, it's the risen Savior, and his name is Jesus, who's come to save his people from their sins. Give the Lord a great big hand clap this morning. You see, when we love today, we value people the way that God values them. We value people the way that God values them. And that isn't always easy, because there's a lot of people that are unlovely in my life and your life. There's a lot of people we would just rather box out, because when we're around them, they bring so much pain. But I want you to know today, however you deal with the pain of life, God's called you to value people. You know, if you just look at Jesus' life, Jesus didn't hang around with people that didn't like him very long. You know that? You know that Jesus didn't hang around people that were always critical of him very long? Do you know that? You know, and so if someone is continually critical and tearing you down and is not lifting your life up, you don't have to hang around. Now, if you're married to them, you got to have to work some of the things out. You need counseling. But you got to value people. It's amazing when you start to serve people, when you start to speak kind words to people, when you're not easily offended with the long-distance operator on the other end of the phone. It's amazing when you value people the way that God values them. Paul says it like this. He says, not to be selfish and full of ambition, but we serve. We serve. We've been created by God to serve. We have a Royal Ranger Missionette program that we want to start here for young boys and girls. And I know that young boys and girls, Dave was in it, I was in Royal Rangers, and I can tell you the impact that it makes on young people. But it needs some people that are willing to serve. It needs, the women tend to want to do this, but for men, it takes some men to impart into other young boys the truth of God and his love and his power. Valuing other people means that we give our life away. Jesus demonstrated it best when he said, I did not come to be served, but I come to serve and to give my life for many. The greatest mark and the greatest testimony of your life can be that they called you a servant of all. That people recognize your heart to serve. Some people, it's natural. Some people have a bent, a spiritual bent to serve. For other people, it's more of a challenge. And what I've discovered for the people that it's more of a challenge, when they do it, it's a greater sacrifice and they get greater glory. Because sometimes the people that are created to serve, they serve at everything and they get wore out. Then they get kind of like Martha in the Bible. You know how Martha got weary. Jesus, Mary should be in here doing the dishes and she's out there with you. It's not fair. Life ain't fair. And I worked so hard for Jesus. Jesus, don't you see what I'm doing? And that's what happens. Many people that are created that way. But people that have a little different bent, when they choose to serve, they're literally, they serve at the feet of Jesus. And they make an impact. And the fragrance of their life becomes beautiful. For people that are Marthas in this life, you got to put boundaries. For people that are Marys in this life, you need to get up off your tail end and serve a little more. How about that? And finally this morning, the great example to you and I was Paul the Apostle. What he told the church at Corinth, he says, to examine yourself to see if you're in the faith. You see, you got to examine yourself this morning and your relationships. In just a couple of weeks, you're going to sit down at the table with family and friends, and particularly family, maybe that you've been estranged from. Relationships, you get together once a year, whether you need it or not, and it's not always well. And the challenge to you today is to examine your heart. Where are you at in your relationship to God? Where are you at in your relationship to them? Are you still holding on to hurts? Are you still holding on to offenses? Are you still holding on to something that happened 10 years ago or 20 years ago? Are you able to truly forgive like we talked about last week? Are you able to truly release? You won't forget, but are you willing to forgive? You see, the challenge today to every person here is to examine our own hearts. Are we really doing what God has created us to do? Are we walking in that mission? Are we walking in that purpose? Are we living the life that Christ has called us to live? I just know at this Christmas, it's so easy to get distracted, and there's so many joy robbers. But God, this Christmas, wants you to focus on the primary things in your life, and that is a relationship with Him and your relationship with others. First, starting with your own family. It's got to be right in your own household. I love what Joshua said, it's for me and my house. We're going to serve God. Is it always easy? No. But that means you work through the difficult things. That means you talk through the challenging moments. That means that when challenges and obstacles that face all of us in our relationships, we don't just bury them. The big mistake of so many relationships is we just hope they're going to go away. But sometimes we have to have what I call a bare wire conversation. We got to get it out on the table. Now, when you put it out on the table, be careful, because what you say, you'll never be able to take back. So remember that. Remember what you say. Remember how you say it and the attitude. Is it an attitude of reconciliation or an attitude of retribution? You see, when it's a heart of reconciliation, we'll be careful in how we say. We'll make sure the words that we say have the potential for redemption or hope. If it's a matter of retribution, we'll just spill our guts out. We'll just let all of our emotions and all of our feelings and tell everybody what we think. You see, that brings death. The power of life and death is in the tongue. And this morning, if you are going to have a relationship, the great investment in your life is to invest your relationship in other people. It pays the biggest dividends. It has the greatest rewards. When you get to heaven, it's going to be all about your relationship with God and how you served and you've lived your life with other people.
Thanks for listening to this message, The Gift Money Can't Buy, with Lead Pastor Eugene Smith. For service times and more information about City Church Orlando, please visit our website anytime at orlandocitychurch.org or call 407-321-9600.